אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד
We are reading from the article from בעל הסולם 600,000 souls. You can find the study materials in the study materials tab in the Arvut system or in kabbalahmedia.info. You can also send questions.
כן, 60 ריבון נשמות.
Yes, 600,000 souls.
שישים ריבון נשמות.
600,000 souls. It is said that there are 600,000 souls, and each soul divides into several sparks. We must understand how it is possible for the spiritual to divide, since initially only one soul was created, the soul of Adam Arishon. In my opinion, there is indeed only one soul in the world, as it is written, and breathed into his nostrils the soul of life. That same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam Arishon. Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Rather, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first, the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah, the body is cleansed. And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him. For this reason, two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. This is truly a flaw. Hence, it causes, along with the above mentioned. In the second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its power of illumination, but only partially, by the measure he has purified himself by returning to the collective.
בבחינת השבתו אל הכלל. והסימן,
the sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual. For one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam Arishon, as in he who breathed from within him.
Questions?
You
know what? Read it again. Right? That's what I feel, that it doesn't harm.
60 ריבון נשמות. אמרו שיש 60 ריבון נשמות.
It is said that there are 600,000 souls, and each soul divides into several sparks. We must understand how it is possible for the spiritual to divide, since initially only one soul was created, the soul of Adam HaRishon. In my opinion, there is indeed only one soul in the world. As it is written, and breathed into his nostrils the soul of life. That same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon. Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things, rather saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls, appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first, the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah, the body is cleansed. And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him. For this reason, two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. This is truly a flaw, hence it causes, along with the above mentioned. In the second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its power of illumination, but only partially. By the measure, he has purified himself by returning to the collective. The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon, as in he who breathed from within him.
Questions? None.
Ken Gilad?
Yes, Gilad.
אפשר להבין את זה, את היחס של האדם, כמה הוא מרגיש את
האסיר. We can understand it as man's attitude towards the ten, that at first he feels nothing, then he feels himself, then as part of the ten, until ultimately he and the ten and all of Israel are one.
Yes.
So it really talks about us, this article. It's not something general.
No, it's not history, not geography. This is us. Okay, so, yeah.
What is the first state he writes about here, that one feels one's soul as a individual and he doesn't understand it's the whole of Israel?
That's how a person starts yearning to understand, who am I, what a soul is, what the Creator is, and so on. So, in the first phase, he still feels his soul as a unique detail.
And
he doesn't understand that that is the whole of Israel, that he has a connection to the collective of the whole spiritual vessel. That is now starting to be revealed to a person, and that is a flaw, because it comes from him feeling his soul as something that is sliced from the collective, as something individual.
And why does he say that he feels his soul, meaning he already has some feeling of it?
He feels that it's his internality, but he still doesn't feel it as a part of a collective, that he's connected to the collective. He feels that he has it in him as his soul, and he lives and exists supposedly outside of the others.
And in the second state, where he says the true light of the soul of Israel doesn't illuminate in all its power, but only partially.
Yeah.
What does it mean, partially part of that illumination that shines?
So he writes, keep reading.
By the measure, he has purified himself by returning to the collective.
Yes. As much as he connects to the collective in such a way, to that measure, he purifies his soul and he feels that he's part of that collective.
Thank you.
Ken.
Rav, in the Congress, we really felt the 10 in different opportunities. It was especially powerful in the social time. We felt like we're rising with the 10. But I want to ask about outside. If outside people connect in times of trouble, even soldiers in a battlefield, and they describe a state that to me sounds spiritual, does that touch upon the states we're working with?
It could be that some kind of refinement takes place in them, that their souls are getting purified, and they feel, for maybe for a moment, usually then it passes, because life comes back and turns it out. But there are times that they actually feel it.
Rav, I just want to say thank you to everyone for this Congress and to you for the forces you invest and the Creator that allowed us to feel love in Israel here in such a complicated time. Thank you.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, а что значит вот это состояние, тут описано, и на него действительно...
What does it mean, the state described here, that the soul appears in all its power as it appeared in Adam HaRishon?
I don't know. That state itself I don't attain, but according to what is written, you can say that by man doing that and connecting to the upper root, he can reveal that light that is extended upon him from above.
Well,
when we connect with the friends, with the points in the hearts, we connect with individual souls or a single soul.
We connect to individual souls between themselves, and the more we connect, we connect them into one whole, collective whole.
And the common part is that some part of the soul of Adam Rishon?
Yes, of course.
Если одна душа, сказано, что есть.
What does it mean 600,000 if there's only one soul?
Мы изучали, еще будем изучать разбиение парцуфа.
We've learned it, and we'll learn more about the shattering of the parcuf.
Как зарампин.
That is put together from six parts, like зарампин.
На 600,000 частей.
That's why it was shattered into 600,000 parts.
No.
Well, we are continuing from This Is The Meaning.
Yes.
This is the meaning of the three times of a person. One, a spark of a soul, the act by way of sparkling, as in prohibiting and permitting. Two, a particular soul, one part out of 600,000. It is permanently completed, but its flaw is within it. This means that his body cannot receive the whole of the soul and feels himself as being distinct, which causes him a lot of pains of love. Subsequently, he approaches wholeness, the common soul, since the body has been cleansed and is entirely dedicated to the Creator and does not pose any measures or screens and is completely included in the whole of Israel. We learned that if one man came before his master in complete repentance, the Messiah King would come at once. It seems to mean, as they said, Moses is equal to 600,000. We need to understand this, since this would mean that there are twice 600,000 souls, the soul of Moses and the souls of Israel. But the truth is that there is no more than one soul, as it is known by the measure of each and every soul that purifies and cleanses itself from its filth. Hence, when all the souls are corrected, they will draw unto them the entire upper soul of Atzilut to each and every soul, since the spiritual is indivisible. At that time, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. Hence, while even a single soul is denied of complete purity, the extension of this holiness will be deficient in every soul from Israel. And when a single soul from Israel is purified from all its filth, it will draw onto itself the whole of the soul of Atzilut. And through it, all the souls of its generation will be corrected. This is the meaning of one being dependent on the other. As it is written, it was befitting for the Shekhinah, the divinity, to be upon him, but his generation was unworthy of it. the content of the words is unanimously bewildering, that the same soul that was rewarded with purification immediately strives to increase the grace of the generation and asks for them until it elevates its entire generation to its merit. This is the meaning of Moses is equal to 600,000 because he was their faithful shepherd. He had the same holiness as the whole generation merited. Indeed, the whole is found within each item, since in the end, all the souls will unite into one discernment, returning to their spiritual root.
Hence,
all the miracles and wonders that all the journeys that the world has experienced during the 6,000 years should be experienced by each individual soul. The good soul draws to it from all discernments of holiness before it and after it. And the bad soul does the opposite. And the changing times are considered generations. However, each generation behaves according to its judge by the mind that judges it, since it receives from the holiness of that time. For this reason, each soul is willing to draw the souls of Moses, Aaron, Samuel, David, and Solomon within it, as times that it experiences. During the Exodus from Egypt and the reception of the Torah, the soul of Moses appears in him in the seven that they conquered, the soul of Joshua, and in the building of the temple, the soul of King Solomon, etc. This is not referred to the above-mentioned souls in particular, but according to the rule that we said that the spiritual is indivisible. As soon as one is rewarded with a soul, he is rewarded with the soul of the whole of Israel, but according to one's merit and place. Hence, at a time when one is rewarded with these wonders, one receives into himself the abundance of the soul in that disclosure. For this reason, the name of the owner of that disclosure is truly upon him. They said, all of Israel are sons of kings. Also, a king who died, all of Israel are worthy of kingship. This is a great secret, for in all the previous generations, which were but a preparation for Malchut, special vessels were required for anointment of their judges, such as the souls of Moses and Samuel. But the final purpose depends on the whole of Israel, since when a tiny part of a tiny spark is missing, the end will not be able to appear. Hence, all of the Israel are worthy of kingship, since everyone is equal in this true discernment. For this reason, there is no special vessel for drawing that wholeness, but anyone who cleanses and purifies a soul will be worthy of extending the revelation of Malchut in the world, will truly be called King David. This is the meaning of David, King of Israel, is indeed alive, for he has not died at all. His vessel is within each and every soul from Israel. This is not so with the soul Moses, which is found in only the wise disciples in the generation, as well as in prophets and priests. This is the meaning of a king who dies, all of Israel are worthy of kingship. This is also the meaning of exempting the public. This is the meaning of near the Messiah, insolence will soar, and they will be insolent towards each other. The child will behave insolently against the elder, and the base against the honorable. This means that even an ignoble child will dare to extend his kingship to the world as though he were one of the elders and honorable in the generation. This is so because should the ignoble, all who has a lowly and base soul at its root, aim his heart and purify his deeds to be worthy, he will be rewarded with extending the whole of the soul of a holy nation in his soul, with all the wonders that the holy nation has tasted thus far. This is because they were all but preparations for this wholeness. Hence, even that particular soul must taste everything, and he will buy his world in 1 hour due to the ability of that generation to extend the crown of his kingship, which contains everything. And all need the owner of the needless, and every element in it is required. This is the meaning of their words, even if one man came before his master in complete repentance, the Messiah King would come at once. This means that whoever it was, even if only one man in the generation were rewarded with extending that soul by himself, he will be able to reward his whole generation. Since all who are committed to the matter, except the public, who can do much praying and continue until he is rewarded for the sake of his entire generation. This is not so with other kinds of redemptions, which were but preparations and did not belong to each and every one. For example, the giving of the Torah belonged specifically to the generation of the desert and to Moses. Any other generation, even if they were more worthy, would not extend that discernment. And neither would any other person besides Moses, for they are interdependent. However, the Messiah is ready for each and every generation. Because of this, he is also ready for each and every person to extend the discernment of the Messiah, as in all who are committed to the matter, as mentioned above. The reason is that anointments concern the correction of the vessels and the portrayal of all the vessels as equal, since any division among them is only in the Chabad according to their measures. Hence, from the minister who sees the king's face to one who sits behind the grindstone, all are equal servants in restoring the old glory. And in this, there are no degrees between one another.
Yes, Owen.
It
is written, according to the measure he was purified, the common soul shines on him. According to the measure who is purified, what is the measure of purification?
Corrected its coarseness of youth.
And then what happens?
Then more light can come from surrounding light to inner light.
And then the general soul can shine on him?
Yes.
There's also expression here, the collective of Israel. What is that collective of Israel, the general soul? What is in him?
There's no other division besides the vessels that are working in order to bestow, according to their intention, their direction. They're called Israel, Yisrael, straight to the Creator. That's it.
The individual that purifies himself and comes closer to that collective.
Yes.
There's a collective soul, there's a collective of Israel. That individual starts purifying. When he...
Yes. So accordingly, that's how he enters the whole collective.
That force of the whole.
Those who already corrected themselves in the intention to bestow, and they've entered a single force with the Creator.
And that structure of the collective that he's already one, he's already in unity with the Creator.
Yes.
So that one that wants to purify, in what? What's the line that brings him to incorporate in this corrected thing that he's already united in?
The root of the soul. the root of his soul.
Let's say now in the convention, some collective was felt.
Yes.
What is that force of the collective that is huge?
It's a force. What's a force? A force that attracts towards the Creator, the final correction, connection between us. All of it is a force. Yes, there in the end, please. What is the matter that he writes and one acquires his whole world in 1 hour? Rav, that he receives a response right now, and that response he received from above allows him, enables him to make the final correction.
Ken.
Yes.
First of all, especially today, it feels like there's a feeling of what Baal HaSulam writes in this article, and gratitude that we have such a righteous in the generation who knows the entire soul and conveys it in such a way that there is someone who knows everything. It's something very unique. And he also knows how to deliver it in a way that in our generation we can feel that. Rav, yes, Baal HaSulam was awarded with all the degrees. Yes, it's felt everywhere. And I wanted to ask, he talks about the individual who begins to return to the collective. So it seems like there's two aspects here, according to the article and also the feeling. There's the individual who feels the whole of Israel. And basically, where is or why is there a 10 in the way? It feels like it has to be there so the person can return to the collective, but it's unclear where is it on the way, technically speaking. Like a person must have it, but it's unclear where it is between the individual and feeling the whole of Israel to its generation. Rav, so the individual who listens to the advice of Kabbalists about how to return to the whole, that he has to bring himself to an intention to bestow as one man in one heart and so forth, so that individual returns, and that is his correction.
And what is the structure of the 10 that he's in that maybe it is, but where does the general soul shine on him specifically during the 10? Through the 10?
Yes.
So how does a person feel the collective of Israel and our generations through the structure of the 10? Doesn't it restrict him?
We don't understand how the 10, which seems to us like something individual and temporary and coincidental, that's most important. That's what it seems. We don't see that it can actually bring each and every person to the goal, to a connection, to bring him to his place, to his true final stop.
It's very interesting. Thank you, Rav.
Yes.
Maybe a strange question, but what is Baal HaSulam's method? What's the essence of his method?
The essence of the method is truth. That there's nothing besides a force in man, a force in the Creator, and the connection between them. to the extent that one can use his force and the Creator's force that is bestowed upon him, that shines on him. According to that, a person advances towards his source. That's it.
Yesterday when we read none else besides him, so it was clear that it's like Bala Sulam's creation. But it says our sages said, they wrote, it's like he gathers a lot of things. Tes, Shamati, all those things, it's like they concentrate a lot of sources that already exist. What did he add into there that makes it a method, his method? Because you feel that there's something in him.
Look, Bala Sulam only worked in the 20th century. Before him, many Kabbalists were active. Also in his generation, there were a few. So you can't say that this is the one and only Kabbalist sent by the Creator, and that's it. However, practically what's unique about him is that he received permission from above and opened to us a very important part of the wisdom of Kabbalah that discusses man's correction, which before Bala Sulam was very difficult to understand, to attain, and people had to go through, like he explains in one of the sources. You don't remember?
The seven wisdoms.
Yeah, the seven wisdoms, all kinds of things like that. It's not simple. And for us, essentially, basically, everyone can come closer and reach it.
So we actually took the whole path and inner work, and he took the essence of it into something very precise without all the...
Yes, yes. If you read him word after word in trying to feel these words a bit from within, then we see he wrote this to those who wish to feel. Because the most important thing is feeling. Some people, it's very hard for them to rise above their feeling.
Ken Gilad.
Yes, Gilad.
I want
to ask, because maybe we can learn from this if you're willing to tell us. We started the lesson, and you said that you didn't sleep all night because of the convention, and...
I am really broken. At the end of the Congress, I got to a point... I don't know how I keep holding on.
And you said that we should wait. Yeah, you said, well, wait. Maybe it's the beginning of our next stage, our next development. It's not that you're just, not that you have sleeping problems. It's the beginning of the next thing. I want to learn from it. I guess we're all going to go through all states. Everybody's going to go through everything. What's the right way to relate to a state that you can't sleep? And I didn't see you sleeping in the lesson. The contrary. I don't see anybody more alert than you in this lesson. So how do you relate correctly to such a state that you get?
I don't know. It's not up to me. Doesn't depend on me. I don't have an answer. But I truly didn't sleep.
No.
Well.
לא צריכים ללמוד מזה.
You don't need to learn from that.
נסיים את השיעור.
We'll conclude the lesson.
היום צריכים.
Today. We have to conclude this holiday we had and prepare ourselves for tomorrow morning. Still, we can say now the thank you for the Congress. And we'll keep going. Perhaps, well, we don't want it to become routine, but such conventions can maybe happen 4 times a year.
All
right, think about it.
Mushi,
you agree?
There's
already a date for the next Congress, and that's really what we're going to do. We already have the date.
Date?
And everybody's invited.
Oh, you see. When?
4th and 5th of May.
That's half a year.
No, we have Purim, Passover, there are things, unity evenings. Every week or two, there's something here.
Okay, very well. Yes.
Should the tens conclude the Congress they went through?
It's desirable, yeah. Recommended to discuss in the 10 what we went through, how we came out of it, and what are we doing next. To make it clear to everyone.
Thank you.
Okay, friends, thank you, everyone. And we'll see you.
לוח השידורים שלנו להיום
good יום times.
שני בשעה 12 שיעור הצהריים בשעה 17:30 קוראים בתלמוד
at noon, the noon lesson 5:30 reading test 7:30 reading the Zohar we'll end with a song
הנקודה שבלב מתגעגעת כי נשמתה השונים גם אם לא מרגישה או יודעת היא נמשכת אל החברים משיעור לשיעור היא סופגת השפעת המאור אמיתי שבונה בתשוקה מיוחדת להשיג את הטוב ומטיב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה האוהב הנקודה שבלב מתחדשת ורוקמת מרקם של קשרים מקבל תחושה של הרשת שספוגה בת חברים הנקודה שבלב מתחברת לחלקי נשמתה שונים ופתאום מרגישה מאושרת מלאה אהבת חברים יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה האוהב
משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר, כי בו מתגלה האוהב. יש בינינו מרכז משותף, לכל התחודות שבלב, אליו משתוקק, משתוקק.